Voters in New Orleans are heading to the polls Saturday to decide several citywide offices. Runoffs will decide two council seats, the sheriff, coroner, and a request for funds from the Audubon Institute. University of New Orleans political science professor Ed Chervenak says Sheriff Marlon Guzman came close to winning re-election last month, but he's still facing a challenge from former sheriff Charles Foti.
He's the incumbent, and so obviously that gives him the advantage. He's also been more successful in fundraising and be able to advertise.
A council-at-large seat is being decided between Councilwoman Cynthia Hedge Morrell and attorney Jason Williams. That race has been marked by candidates hurling accusations of misconduct at each other.
And most campaigns employ negative advertising. It's an effective tool. That's why they use it. But it also indicates to me that it's a very close race.
In District C, Councilwoman Jackie Clarkson is attempting to reclaim the seat she held before taking over one of the two at-large positions. She's facing former judge Nadine Ramsey. Chervenak says race is likely to play a role in that contest because Clarkson, who is white, is attempting to represent a district with a black majority, and Ramsey is African American.
It's typically right there in the subtext, so you can't deny it. And yes, it is a majority black district, which gives the advantage to Ramsey. However, white turnout tends to exceed African American turnout, and that gives the advantage to Clarkson.
New Orleans is also picking a coroner. Jeffrey Rouse, who has worked in the office since 2002, is facing frontrunner Dwight McKenna, a general practitioner and surgeon. And voters are being asked by the Audubon Institute for a 50-year tax commitment for its programs. In all contests, the biggest opponent may be voter apathy. Chervenak expects the turnout to be 15% to 20% of all registered voters. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.